This is how you know your weekend is officially underway. When we get to the time to play the Harris Challenge. Phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or on many smartphones, *KTRS gets you in as a free call. This is our topical trivia game, and we'll see if you were paying attention to the news this week. If you want to play, call me now. As long as you haven't been on in the last 60 days, you get a shot at prizes like a pair of Splatter Zone seats to Evil Dead the Musical this Tuesday, the 17th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Grandel Theater. Those seats, that pair of seats right there, that's $180 value. You can have that if you win the challenge today. Or you can have two tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, which is coming to the Chaffetz Arena on October 26th. Or you can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And if you get all the questions in your category correct, what we call a clean sweep, you will also get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candice's.net. And you'll get the Breezy Buddy Cooling Pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that eliminates sweat and makes you look cool. You can get details on that online at BreezyBuddy.com. All right, let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Harris. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Everybody who gets on to the Harris Challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for prearranged commercial endorsement time. Go right ahead.
Justin, I love you to my wife and daughter, Heather and Olivia.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around until they get spit out here on the air. Category one is always, have you been paying attention? Category two, it happened on Friday the 13th. Or category three, the Supremes, but not with Diana Ross.
Then I have to stick with, have you been paying attention?
All right. You've got five questions in your category, starting with a one-pointer, working our way up to the five-pointer. You have 60 seconds to answer them. You can pass on any question and come back and pick it up later if you like, as long as there's still time before the buzzer sounds, because that's when I will tally up your points. And if you get 8 points or better, in other words, more than half of the available points, then you will be a winner today. Daryl, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1980s TV series about rich oil families, the Colbys and the Carringtons, returned for a new run this week?
Dynasty.
Correct. Which major retailer announced this week it is closing all of its stores in Canada and laying off 12,000 workers?
Pass.
This week, the U.S. pulled out of the United Nations agency UNESCO. Besides the U and N, what do any two of the other letters in UNESCO stand for?
I have no idea. Go ahead and give me that answer.
I'll go to the four-pointer. At what university were 10 students charged this week after a fraternity hazing ritual that led to another student's death?
Jeez. I'm usually so good. I have no idea.
Here's your five-pointer. What did a New Jersey man find in the pocket of an old shirt this week that made him a rich man?
A winning lottery ticket. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, that's correct. How about a guess? How about a guess on the retailer?
Never mind.
It's Sears. Sears Canada closing all of its stores there. UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and the university with the hazing death was Louisiana State University. Daryl, you got the bookends of the one and the five, but that's only 6 points. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, yes, you do have to be punished. For today's punishment, I happened to be flicking around the TV the other day and came across a movie called Parenthood, which, of course, became a TV show. One of the stars of the movie Parenthood was Rick Moranis as one of the beleaguered parents who's also having relationship trouble with his wife. And he goes to her school to try to win her back by singing an old Carpenter song.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you are near,
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
You're correct. A part of it was filmed in St. Louis.
Why do stars twinkle in the sky?
In the sky.
Every time,
every time
you walk by.
You are by.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
All right, that's enough for now. Nice harmony there, Daryl, but you don't win anything, unfortunately.
Appreciate it. Have a good day, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. You want to plug something? Something?
I'd like to say happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Okay. Here are the category choices for you, Andy. It happened on Friday the 13th. The Supremes not named Diana Ross. Or the new category, TV Academy Hall of Fame inductees. They just announced 5 new inductees this week.
I'll have to go with Friday the 13th, I guess.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Today is Friday the 13th. These are things that happened on previous Friday the 13th. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which London landmark was bombed by the Germans while Queen Elizabeth and King George VI were at tea on September 13th, 1940?
Tower of London.
Buckingham Palace. In what mountain range did a rugby team's turboprop plane crash on October 13, 1972, killing many passengers and leaving the stranded survivors to eat the bodies of their teammates?
The Alps.
I'm sorry?
The Alps.
It was the Andes. In what city did rapper Tupac Shakur die of gunshot injuries on September 13, 1996?
L.A.
Vegas. Near what European country did the cruise ship Costa Concordia run aground and fall over on January 13th, 2012, killing 32 people while the captain abandoned ship prematurely?
Greece.
Italy. Which of these did not happen to Welshman Bob Renfrey on Friday the 13th? Walk through a plate glass door, get fired from his job, or get run over by a bus? Take a guess.
Run over by a bus.
That's correct. He was not run over by a bus, but he was fired from his job. He did walk through a plate glass window. He also put his wife in the hospital after hitting her in the head with a stick meant for the dog on a Friday the 13th. And on another Friday the 13th, his wife fell down a flight of stairs.
Wow.
That's why Bob Renfrey announced to the world a few years ago, I will never go outside my house on Friday the 13th, which may have led to his wife falling down the stairs. I don't know. Mandy, that was the only one you got right for 5 points, and so I've got to punish you as well. Mr. Moranis?
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden sunlight in your eyes so blue.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. Thanks for calling, Andy.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. We move on to our third contestant. Hello, Ed.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Take 5 seconds and exploit the airwaves.
This coming Tuesday is a huge birthday for my wife. She's hitting the big. I know she's not listening. She's hitting the big 6-0.
Okay. Congratulations to her.
Thank you.
That's 3/5 of the way to 100 years. That's
yes,
an impressive thing to achieve.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You want to give your age, Ed?
2 years older, 62.
Okay. Here are your category choices. The Supremes not named Diana Ross, TV Academy Hall of Fame inductees, or where was that?
I'll try the TV Hall of Fame inductees.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Ed, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Johnny Carson's number one guest host until he left to start, or until she left to start her own late show in 1986?
Joan Rivers.
Correct. Roy Christopher was art director for dozens of shows over 5 decades, including what Candace Bergen show in the 1990s?
Murphy Brown.
Correct. What's the name of the woman who has run Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, and How to Get Away with Murder?
Pat.
John Wells has been the showrunner on The West Wing, Shameless, and what long-running medical series that starred Anthony Edwards?
Pass.
The Academy has inducted the original 7 cast members of Saturday Night Live for 1 point each. Name 5 of them.
John Belushi, Aykroyd, Gene Curtin, Chevy Chase, and Bill Murray.
Bill Murray was not one of them.
Eddie Murphy.
Nope. You got four, but Lorraine Newman, Garrett Morris, and Gilda Radner were the other three original not ready for primetime players, as they were called, on what was originally called NBC's Saturday Night. And as a matter of fact, two nights ago was the anniversary of the very first episode, which was hosted by George Carlin. Let's see how you did here, Ed. You got the one, you got the two, you got four SNL stars. What you didn't know was that John Wells made ER with Anthony Edwards and George Clooney and Noah Wiley and many others. And Shonda Rhimes is the showrunner of How to Get Away with Murder and the others. So you got yourself 7 points there, Ed. I'm sorry, you're below the punishment threshold as well. Here we go.
It's why all the guys in town, follow you, all around, just like me, they long to be close to you.
All right, Ed, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You as well. Take care.
Let's see if we can get one winner today. Let's go to Todd as our next contestant. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and plug something.
I just want to say hi to my son, Ken. Hopefully he's at work and listening.
Okay. So we have Supremes not named Diana Ross. I'll give you a clue. It's not about the musical act. Or you can have Where Was That?
I guess give me Where Was That.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a report this week, what state's wines are going to be more expensive after extensive damage to the wineries from wildfires?
California.
Correct. Which country eliminated the U.S. from next year's World Cup, the first time the men's national team missed the tournament since 1986?
Uruguay.
Trinidad and Tobago. In what country has the region of Catalonia's separatist leader been given until Monday to decide whether it has declared independence?
Pass.
Which country's Supreme Court this week outlawed marital sex with minors in an attempt to protect child brides? Was it Pakistan, India, or the Philippines?
India.
Correct. Where was a man who'd been stabbed in the heart still walk? Where did a man who was stabbed in the heart still walk 5 blocks to a hospital where emergency surgery saved his life? Was it New York, Miami, or Dallas?
Miami.
It was New York. And Catalonia wants to be free from Spain.
Brutal.
Todd, you got the one. You got the four.
Brutal.
Oh, 5 points, and we're in quadruple punishment territory here.
Close to you. Close to you.
I love Rick Moranis, but that gets me every time. All right. Have a great weekend, Todd. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Here comes our final contestant for today. Hi, Tammy.
That gets me every time.
Tammy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. You want to plug something?
Well, I'm sitting here in traffic with my husband, so we're going to be a co-team. Is that okay?
Okay. Give us a traffic report from where you are.
We're stuck in traffic on the Poplar Street Bridge, not moving very much at all.
Eastbound
here
or westbound?
Eastbound.
Oh, good luck. Tim will tell you why that's all screwed up like that in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
In the meantime, Supremes not named Diana Ross. That's because this is a category about the Supreme Court. Tony? Tammy, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Not you, Cal.
Who was the first female Supreme Court justice?
Sandra Day O'Connor. That's correct.
I can hear him. That's okay. True or false on the top floor of the Supreme Court, there's a basketball court called the highest court in the land.
It's crazy enough to be true.
It is. Which of these Supreme Court justices has not appeared on U.S. currency? Earl Warren, Salmon P. Chase, or John Marshall?
John Marshall.
Earl Warren. Which U.S. president decided Supreme Court justices should not wear British-style white powdered wigs? Washington, Jefferson, or Lincoln?
Jefferson.
Correct. Who was the only Supreme Court justice to become president of the United States? John Quincy Adams, William Howard Taft, or Benjamin Harrison?
Benjamin Harrison.
Oh, I thought we'd have one winner this week.
Oh, no!
It was big, fat old William Howard
Taft.
Yeah, yeah, really. Oh, man. And by the way, Salmon P. Chase was on the $10,000 bill.
Which what? Was, never seen one of those.
No, either have I. It was never really in circulation. And John Marshall was on the $500 bill, which has been out of circulation for a couple of decades now.
Oh, man.
So,
well, thanks.
So, what's your name, sir?
Cal? Yes, sir.
All right. So, Cal and Tammy combined for 7 points and earned
so
some.
The day that you were born, the
I'm
going to
sing along, okay?
Go ahead.
And decided to create a dream come true.
Here we go.
So, they sprinkled moon dust in your
sing
hair
along.
And gold spray in your eyes so blue. That is why.
I don't even know the words.
Well, then you offered to sing along. Look, I don't want to I don't want to cause a marital dispute in traffic, but I thank you both very much for playing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
That's the Harris Challenge for this Friday. Come back and try it again next week right after the 5 o'clock news. Or if you've missed previous editions, you'll find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.